Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today we're going to tackle how to avoid keto scams.
There are a ton of scammers out there, Stephanie. It's because keto has become such a popular diet. It's an extremely popular diet, but because of that, it's attracted a lot of scammers. And I'm one of the administrators on your Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook page. And even with an entire big team of us trying to, you know, keep on top of the scammers 24/7, we still can't eliminate all the scams because there's just so many out there. And I think you all need to be aware of that and what to look for.
Yeah. And you know what? Facebook is not the only area where the scammers seem to be hiding. I think you've got to be on the lookout in a variety of different areas. Like, for example, advertisements on the web, you might be tempted to click up on them. I know a lot of people get private messages from people, you know, they're claiming to be your friend, but you've never heard of them. And I really even think there's some deceiving labels at the grocery store. It can be really hard to tell what's quote unquote keto friendly or keto approved.
Yes. And so today we're going to make you aware of the popular keto scams to be on the lookout for and give you specific ways to protect yourself from being hoodwinked.
We don't want that. So no. Here are the scams that you should be aware of. And number one, Tamara, I want to get on the rooftop and I want to say this as loud as I can with a megaphone. Okay. Keto drink scams, Pruviate, all those kinds of things. They all promise to put people quickly into ketosis, which means the fat burning weight loss mode without dietary changes. Beware. I'm yelling. Beware of the promoters of the keto drink scams because they entice you with those before and after photos. They have these catchy TikToks. But you know what, Tamara? They are part of a multi-level pyramid marketing scheme.
Yes, they are. And a drink is not going to put you in ketosis. Let's just say that right off the bat.
Yeah, it's like Herbalife. Can you think of any other, you know, multi-level marketing schemes? Herbalife comes to mind.
Pruviate or...
Yeah. Pruviate, Amway. There's a bunch of them. And I know it's a little bit confusing. So if I could just explain to our listeners really quickly what this means about why they're selling you expensive pee, because I feel like this one gets a lot of our listeners and it's outrageously expensive. So I do explain this in the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started, but I'm going to tell you right now, just in case you want to know. So if you are fueling your body from eating meals that are heavier in fat, not carbs, your body is going to produce ketones during digestion. And ketones are a waste product, okay? It's like the body just throws them out there because it's the leftover byproduct from producing a diet heavier in fat. Now, your body is going to remove the ketones through urine. That's what waste products, that's where they go, either urine or feces. In this case, it goes out the urine. Now, if you are drinking ketone drinks, exogenous ketones like Pruviate and other scams, it's going to put fake ketones in your urine. This does not mean you are losing weight. It does not. Just because you have a ketone in your urine, it doesn't mean anything. The weight loss part is actually happening way before your ketones are showing up in the urine. So really the bottom line is drinking exogenous ketones is a false fire alarm. It's going off, but without a fire. You need the fire. You need the real fire of metabolic ketosis to happen in order to burn fat and lose weight. You just do.
Yeah. So stay away from the drinks. Just stay away.
Don't let them take your money.
No, it's a scam.
Yeah.
And along those lines too, is our number two scam. It's the miracle pill.
There are
a lot of these pills that promise they're going to put you into ketosis, or they're going to block the digestion of carbs. So you can eat carbs, but the pill is going to be a magic carb blocker. And it doesn't, those aren't true. Those are not medically established ways of blocking carbs. You can't do it that way with a pill. You can't.
Nope. First of all, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a way to block carbs. So let's just get that out there. That's number two. Tamara's right. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And I think what's confusing to people is they see these products for sale, like on Amazon, and they think, oh, it's legit. Like Jeff Bezos must be selling it. No, no. Just because a product is on Amazon doesn't mean it's legit. Like anyone can sell anything on Amazon, people.
Yeah. And they'll claim they have doctor's approval. They'll claim they have research, and they're lying. It's just an outright lie. It's not even a, you know, a subtle lie.
It's like, a serious one.
Yeah. They'll call it a miracle, and they'll say there's scientific proof, and there's not.
There's not. And they'll even put carb blocker in the title. No, no. Mm-hmm. There's no blocking of the carbs. If you eat the carb, you eat the carb. It ain't going nowhere, people.
No, you just don't eat carbs.
You just cut back or don't eat them. Yeah.
Right. That's true. Right. And another, our third one is another scam, these products. And it's, and again, they're outright lies, but they have celebrity endorsements. There's two celebrities right now that they're claiming support keto products. One is Christy Teigen.
Who's Christy Teigen?
She's the famous model, and she married John Legend. She's recently had some controversies, but anyway, yeah, she's a model, just famous. And Oprah Winfrey, that's another one. They're lying. They're committing fraud and saying that Oprah is endorsing their product, but people just assume, well, it's on my computer, or I saw it in a magazine. It must be true. And it's not at all. There's another one I want to warn you about is also there's a keto product that's saying it was endorsed by the Shark Tank. You know, some of you who watch it. Yeah. Again, that's a total lie. The Shark Tank. Gosh. Yeah. No, it's a total lie.
Total lie. Well, you know what else gets my goat, Tamara, along the lines of number three celebrity endorsements are the cookbooks with a celebrity on the cover. Because obviously I'm a keto cookbook writer, so I pay attention to what's out there. And then I see Mr. Keto Guido from the Jersey Shore, right? I don't even know that guy's name, but Keto Guido, seriously, he did not lose any weight. He just slapped his name on the cover of his book. He got himself a nice big fancy check, and he didn't even write the book. He didn't make the recipes. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are publishing houses out there that you should not trust. And one of them is Rockridge Press. They are known for this. They actually have a team of in-house people that sit there and analyze algorithms on Amazon and what books are selling. They pre-write a book, they pre-write the outline, and then they contact famous people asking if they'll put their name on the cover and maybe write an introductory paragraph, and then they take credit for the whole book.
Wow.
It's a scam.
It is a scam. And we've got even more, which is sad, to share with you all. but right now we're going to take a little quick break.
We are all fired up today, you guys. We are excited. But here's the thing. I mean, this subject means more to me than anything in the world, because I stand by my principles that normal food from regular grocery stores, no magic pills, no magic lotions, none of these scams. You just really need normal food, like from Walmart or whatever neighborhood store that you shop at, in order to lose weight. And I do share the recipes that helped me personally lose 140 pounds in each of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks. And there are four to choose from. I just want to show you real quick on YouTube. I've got the 5-ingredient cookbook, the No Time to Cook cookbook, the Dirt Cheap cookbook, and the original Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. And these are all legit recipes that I use with my family, that I eat on a regular basis. No magic, no magic pills, no magic drinks. It's just regular, simple food, and it works. So anyway, I hope that you'll check them out.
Thank you, Stephanie. our number four scam is scams at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about the scams that might be happening right in the grocery store, even our mainstream, you know, corner grocery store.
Well, it's a little bit confusing to, you know, consumers, because here you are, you're at Costco, you're at your regular grocery store that you trust, and then you see a big word keto on the outside of the package. So you think, I can eat that, it's keto friendly, and I'll lose weight. But what's suspicious about these, and what I feel is deceiving, is that a lot of these foods are still really high in net carbs or overall carbs, and they are super duper high in calories. A lot of these products lack complete nutrition at all. And it makes you feel comfortable though, right? Because you're all, oh, I want keto ice cream. I want keto cereal. I want keto granola bars. I want, you know, keto bread, if I didn't say that already. But you want these things. So you believe in your heart, like, oh, I'm going to buy it anyway, and then I'll lose weight. But it's a scam, Tamara. You got to do, you got to flip that package over, look at the label, see how many net carbs, and make sure that it's going to fit into your lifestyle and to your plan for the day, because it may not.
It happens a lot. Like, you have to check every single label. I can't tell you, I don't know if you had the same experience. You get a new product and you're all excited, you know, like, oh, cauliflower crust pizza. That's happened to me.
Ooh, that's a good example.
Yes.
Good example.
And then you flip over and you're in the freezer section, the frozen, and you flip over and you're like, holy crap. Yeah. It's low in carb for the, you know,
for one 100th of a slice.
So that's you know, that's one sneaky way they try
that's
to
a really put, good example.
Yeah. Low carb on there. So you have to not only read their nutrition label to see what's actually in it, because that's another thing too. You don't know what sweeteners they have. They say low sugar, but then you look in there and it's full of sugar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So there's that one, but also the serving size. So yeah, it's low carb. If you look on the nutrition label, like, oh, it's only 2 carbs per serving, but then look at the serving size.
Yeah, it's like the keto ice cream or something. And then you're all, oh, Rebel ice cream. I can have that. Oh, sure. For a half a cup. No one's eating a half a cup. Most people take the whole pint home and pack that away. Yeah. And then that's like 2000 calories. And then they're mad that they didn't lose weight. I'm all, well, it's the scam of the grocery store. Be careful out there.
It is really.
We got excited about that pizza. That's a hot one.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That one, beware. I think a lot of people get messed up with that pizza.
I did. I'll admit it. Yeah. I remember I was at California Pizza Kitchen in Reno and I was like, ooh, I had a drink. I was having fun. I'm like, pizza sounds good. Next thing I know, I'm buying that California Pizza Kitchen keto cauliflower pizza. And I ate half of it. Let's be real. And then later I looked it up and it was like, 1/16 of the pizza for, I don't know how many carbs, but I was really mad.
Yeah. And there's a lot of products out there now. So the lesson is, I think this is with anything, just because it says keto or just because it says low carb or low sugar does not mean that's true. And it's kind of sad. You feel like you just can't trust really anybody right now, you know, with their products.
Yeah.
Like our next one, which is our number 5, keto meal planning services. And in these, you pay a monthly fee for custom meals, right? And
don't even get me started, Tamara. Okay. I'm going to start yelling.
All right.
This one gets my goat. It gets my goat. I get so mad because honestly, these are call centers overseas. These are not experts designing something for you. These are people overseas in a giant, you know, sweatshop with headsets on, and they're just selling you random recipes that make no sense for your body type, for your age, your activity level, your gender, your hormone level, your medical problems. Come on. It's just not logical to think everybody in the world could eat the same thing every day and lose weight. Yes.
And they scam you into subscribing. And then once you're subscribed, it's almost impossible to get out of your subscription. Yeah. They change phone numbers. They don't answer. Or they'll tell you that you've already signed up for, like you've had a contract that you can't legally get out of. So don't even do any of those. And if you do,
read all
the fine print, because
not recommended from us.
No.
I think I mean, you're better off figuring this out with baby steps. Yeah. Like, don't overwhelm yourself. You don't need to have a perfect, elaborate keto meal plan in order to lose weight. And I did put out a meal planning video on Dirty Lazy Keto on YouTube, which I think is really helpful. It's had several thousand views. And I just basically talk about protein, some low carb vegetables and add some fat.
Yeah.
Done. Like, keep it simple at first, you know, the rotisserie chicken, the broccoli, the butter, done. Like, don't overcomplicate it, and, you know, use a cookbook or something for help, but don't subscribe to one of these services. It's a waste.
And it's putting your power in other people's hands. Like, you know yourself better. And I know it's a lot of work. Maybe we're looking for an easy magic fix. I think that's part of the underlying problem. And this is the sociologist in me talking, so bear with me, but it's in the American way of wanting a magic pill to solve all our problems, a magic plan, a magic product. So, and I'm guilty, totally guilty.
Well, we all want it, but it's good for us to just remind ourselves that the power is in you. You don't need to sign up for, you know, a free trial. You don't need satisfaction guaranteed.
No.
And, you know, easy payments, right?
Yes. In fact, number six is our free trial scam. And I saw a lot of this happening. I didn't realize how common this was, where these keto, other diet products, but a lot of keto right now products that will say you get for free. So you think, oh, it's free and a free trial, and it's not free. You get on there and they say, they'll ask for your credit card and they'll say, oh, no, no, this is just for the, you know, deposit, or they'll give you the
shipping.
The shipping. Mm-hmm. And it's not. Then they immediately charge a bunch of money on you every time. This is not just sometimes. This every time someone signs up for a free trial of whatever keto product, whether it be a bar or a pill, I went to this website where people were reporting to this federal agency, and there's just one report after another of the same thing. They charged my card, even though they said it was a free trial. They charged my card and I can't get out of it. I can't call them. I can't stop them. And then they're, you know, $400 later. It's a terrible thing. So if they're promising a free trial, it's not free.
Yeah. It's like whenever things are too good to be true, right? Like, I had a neighbor, Cameron, this kind of brings me to number seven. I had a neighbor ask me to come over to do some kind of body wrap with cellophane the other day to lose weight. Is that a thing? Like, is that, should our listeners be aware of kind of body wrap scam going on out there?
No, because if wrapping your body in cellophane made you lose weight, plastic surgeons and physicians would be all over that. They would be prescribing it.
Wouldn't we all be wrapping around some bubble wrap and sitting in our living room getting skinny?
Yeah. I've also seen on the Facebook group, other kinds of things you put on your body, like creams, and, you know, gadgets with rollers, and then that's going to roll out your fat. And nothing that you put on your external body is going to make you lose weight. Nothing.
No,
there's nothing.
I know. Our listeners are so mad at us today. They're like, seriously, there's no shortcuts? No, there's not.
I know. Darn it.
I know. We went through the seven, you know, kind of things that you're going to see out there. But it's not just out on the, you know, in the stores and the internet. Sometimes, you know, number eight, you're going to see some clickbait and some keto Facebook group type problems.
Yes.
And these also get us kind of tripped up sometimes, don't they?
Yes, they do. And they're really sneaky, because sometimes they look like the administrators of the group.
Ooh, yeah. That would be us.
Yes.
Trying to pretend to be us.
That's yes. Or they'll pretend they have before, after, and they're totally fake.
Totally fake.
And I see it so often that I'm almost skeptical of every before and after I see people post. Sometimes where I'm almost too paranoid.
Right, me too. Well, it's always like the tattoo is on one person and not the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone totally different people in the before afters. And it's usually a comment that gives it away for me is it'll say, message me for my meal plan.
Yes.
That's a call out, fake spammer, spammer, spammer.
None of our true members are going to say, message me for a plan, message me for a pill. Never, ever fall for that. And ask one of the administrators or post on the keto, say, hey, is this for real? And then we'll get on there and say, no, don't do it. Yeah. That one's a lot of people fall for that. The other one is they'll say, I'm an administrator for the group, again, faking that, and say, we're checking to see if you're still an active member, wave high.
I don't get that one. I'll be honest. What are they trying to do with that? Like, I don't get it.
They get your email and I don't know how they do it, but they somehow get your information when you respond. I don't know. That's what I was told.
Yeah. I would like to know that. So if somebody does know, please tell me, because my husband and I, Tamara, the whole, you know, admin team, we work really hard to keep the group safe. And, you know, as you guys report things to us, we boot these people out, but sometimes they're new scams. So help educate us about what you think's going on. It's helpful. Yeah.
And we don't always get to them like instantly. So if you see something and we haven't caught it yet,
Yeah, for sure. It's very, I mean, it takes a village. I get personally offended when someone says the admins aren't doing a good job, because we are, you just don't see the work that we do.
Yeah.
And also I think it takes a village. If you are a member of the Dirty Lazy Keto support group by Stephanie Laska, your job as a member is to also report things as you see them come across your screen. And you just hit those three little dots and walk through the steps of clicking to tell the admin team what's going on.
Because it takes more than just the team. You're right.
Yeah. You need to help also as a participant take responsibility to keep the group safe.
Yeah. And if you trust your gut, like if you're feeling like something's not right, it's probably not right. Well, that's, I'm kind of walking into our last part of this, is to actually give you some tips about how to protect yourself. Like what can you do to prevent these in the first place? Right.
Yeah. Like if you see a fake recipe photo, that one, I just have to remind our listeners that especially on online, if you see a really delicious, like too good to be true chocolate cake, something really delicious, and it says recipe in the link below, don't click on that because they're taking you to some website where they're getting paid every time someone clicks on the link.
Yes.
And these are, again, a call center overseas in a third world country where people are getting paid nothing. Yes. You know, the poor workers are being taken advantage of too. These sweatshops, and they're just trying to direct traffic to a third party website. Yeah. So don't click on those either.
Yeah. And so just say, if it says recipe in the comments, that is a sure sign. If it's a true one, they'll put the recipe.
They'll just put the recipe right there. Yeah.
Right.
But if they're making you click a link,
that's always a scam. So yeah, that's a good one.
Unless the link is from me or Tamara.
Right.
It's okay. Yeah.
And it says admin, right? It'll say
admin below our names.
So you'll know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I say I'm an admin, but there's not the little admin label, don't trust it. That's another one. Yeah. And you talk about keto pop-up ads, and these come up on your phone. They come up on Facebook. Those are almost always scammy.
Always.
I would never trust those.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. And people will get mad at me and they'll say, Stephanie, you know, I'm in your group. And so now I'm getting all these ads. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with me. It tends to do with, you are on the internet. It's called like Google AdSense. Google tracks what you're doing, or Bing. Mm-hmm. It's the way we are in this world. If you go to the internet and you type in anything keto related on your browser remembers where you're at, and it can like analyze your cookies. And then they start feeding you ads that are relevant to what your searches are. So it has nothing to do with me. It's just that you are, as a viewer, you know, putting the word keto somewhere on the internet, and the internet remembers.
Yeah.
So that's not me sending you those things. That's the internet. But I get the emails, people. It's not me.
No.
No.
And just ignore them. Mm-hmm. Don't read them.
Keep on.
You're right. Even if Oprah says she endorses it.
She did not. Oprah does not.
Yeah. And I think we said this one already, but it's, don't respond to any Facebook requests that don't have our official label, or even a post. If they're claiming to be an admin in your private message, wherever, again. And I, you know, it's funny, this popped up because you actually sent some real messages.
It was
to people.
I was like, oh, I should, you know, thank, there was like probably 5 or 10 people in our group that just really did a great job being leaders and sharing and being helpful. So I reached out to all 10 of them and thought, oh, I'll send them like a little DLK gift or something. And all 10 of them were suspicious and like,
good for them,
took screenshots and they posted it to the group. Is this legit? Some crazy lady's trying to get my address. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is me. It was so funny. But
you know what? That's good.
I don't blame them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
They were good. They were being suspicious and they did the right thing by, like, you know.
They totally did. It's funny. I was like, okay. What do I do?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. Well, number four, we should report any suspicious posts or suspected profiles again to an admin or Facebook, no matter where you're at. Because, you know, maybe you recognize it's fake, but there's always a bunch of people who don't.
Yeah.
A shocking number.
Shocking.
I'm always surprised when they say hi to the administrator and there's 100 hi's before we could delete it.
But if I may, a little bit of insight. Usually the first, those 10 or 20 people that are responding, those are also fake accounts.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a team thing. They, you know, they do this in droves. And before, you know, we get 10,000 requests and emails to me and to Tamara saying, oh, I'll be an admin team. That's not what we need here. You know, we already have a great admin team. So I appreciate your volunteering. But what we do need you to do is report these posts to us. Just report the people you think are fake or spammers. That's what you can do to help.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there because that always happens.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. You can also, if you're not sure, and maybe you're not on our website, you can always check their reputation by looking at places like the Better Business Bureau, right? They'll have often scams. Sometimes you can just Google search, is this a scam?
It'll pop up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I ordered some clothing. This is not weight loss stuff, but some clothing. And I started suspecting that the clothing place was a kind of scammy. So I just Googled the name of the company and I'm like, is this a scam? And people came out, all these websites saying, yeah, this is a scam website. Yeah. I was totally sucked into ordering from this company that was just a scam. So sometimes you can just Google it. Or go to Better Business Bureau to find out.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious what scams our listeners have encountered and how they avoid them. Leave a comment on YouTube or post a tip on Instagram and tag @DirtyLazyKeto. If your comment is read on the air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
Well, speaking of scams, oh my gosh, I've had so many people tell me over the years that they ordered some kind of gummy bears from the internet and then they ate them all and got sick all night. So I want to tell you folks that I've got the real deal recipe for the best skinny gummy bears in the whole world. This is the real deal. It's on page 186. Okay, and I even got a beautiful picture. Oh, look how cute they are. These are the real deal. They're not going to make you sick. They're not full of weird chemicals. These are delicious, they're super easy to make, and the recipe is on page 186 of the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook. And all of the DLK cookbooks are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or online, whatever retailers, you know, wherever you like to shop for books.
Thank you, Stephanie. So why don't we wrap up with some final words of wisdom to avoid being taken advantage of.
Well, hey, when you are trying to lose weight, I know it can be tempting to just throw money at the problem. And we've all tried that in the past. But here's the thing, Tamara. I mean, spending a bunch of money on weight loss or weight loss services, it's not going to give you a leg up. I mean, think about it. Think about all the rich people out there who are still struggling with their weight, right? A lot of wealthy people out there, a lot of doctors even I've seen that struggle with their weight. So just having money or spending a lot of money is not going to help you to lose weight. Keep that in mind. Subscribing to these meal plans, delivery services, even, you know, these one-on-one quote unquote keto coaches, Pruviate, all that crap. I mean, it's not going to make a big difference in your weight loss journey. I say just focus on the baby steps, making small changes, healthy, you know, decisions one after another, and you'll see them add up. It may be a little slower than you wished for, but it'll be changes that actually last forever. And that's what really matters.
For sure. Well, I wanted for my final words here to call out a specific company. I think they're one of the worst, and that's Keto Boost. And the reason I say they're the worst is that they're doing so many scams on so many levels. For one, they're one of those who falsely claim they were endorsed by Shark Tank, which wasn't true. They're also one who promises a free trial and then people end up complaining that they get charged on their card for a free trial. And then finally, the ingredients in Keto Boost have absolutely nothing in them that's going to put you into ketosis. So it is just a scam on every single level. So I wanted to give you a heads up about Keto Boost.
Ooh, avoid that one. Well, folks, I mean, the weight loss journey, we know it is a vulnerable one. And just don't let yourself be taken advantage of by false promises and those tempting shortcuts. So be cautious and be very careful with who you trust with your journey. Make sure the product or service that you're looking at, it really has your best interests in mind.
And are you enjoying Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to our Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
Well, we love reading your comments and reviews. And I have one here that a listener wrote on YouTube. And this was left on our video called Keto Party Food. Be social with low carb recipes, easy keto recipes, keto meals for parties. It was episode number 24 of season 3. And I'm going to read what Christy wrote because it's so cute. Christy said, y'all ladies have such great ideas from everything, from taking responsibility for one's health, from pre-eating to bringing activities, bringing low-carb adult beverages for yourself and to share. And Christy says she likes to bring keto Jell-O shots with whatever sugar-free Jell-O she has on hand and zero-carb hard liquor in the little disposable shot cups or the disposable salad cups, dressing cups with lids. I thought that was so funny. So I thank like you, Christy. Christy, you're coming to my party next time. Yeah.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.